Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Amy Friedrich is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's the Vice President of All Things Brilliant at Principal Financial Group. I think that's her title.
Vice Jim, President, I'll take that title.
Vice President of Wisdom, Vice President of Genius. I've forgotten. It's something like that, folks. Oh, the Principal Financial Group, and she's brought some information to us that they've gleaned from small business owners just like you and me. Maybe even you were part of this, folks. Who knows? And she's our new friend, Amy Friedrich. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks so much. That was a great introduction. I'm going to make sure to tell people around here that's what I'm known as.
You be sure to tell them I said that. So welcome to the show. You're our newest member of the Principal Financial Group in our brain trust, but there are a lot of folks who have come before you, and we're glad you're here. Amy, recently your company polled small business owners and asked them what do they think about what's going on. I was just telling the audience before you got here that I've been a small business owner a long time, and I've worked with lots and lots and lots of small business owners over the years. In my career, my long career, I've never seen a time when being a small business owner was as intense and as filled with as many different issues as we have right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think it is an intense time for small business owners. I think that what was really striking, though, is that intensity is not emerging as negativity. That intensity is emerging just as frequently, or in fact more frequently, as optimism in their businesses and their business models. And I got to tell you, that was a pretty striking result when you think of,
we're pathological optimists, Amy.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't help it.
I think that the economy is going to benefit from what you're calling sort of that pathological optimism. I think the economy is going to benefit because of it.
Well, see, here's the thing. The guy who wrote Black Swan, I'm trying to think of his name. He's got a new book out, and I'm trying to think of the title of it, but I read a review of it yesterday. In that book, he talks about what you just said, and that is that no progress is made unless there's some friction, unless there's some pain, some competition. Somebody has to realize that they're not measuring up, and they got to put it into another gear. That's the only way that we get better, and that's what you're saying, isn't it?
It's exactly what I'm saying, and I think when we look at this latest survey, what we're not getting from that survey is a bunch of people saying, oh, I'm just going to wait for the government to figure it out, or I'm going to wait for everyone else to put regulations down. What they're saying is, I got a good business model. I'm feeling solid about my business prospects. I just want some of the uncertainty out there. I'm either going to move past it.
What you're saying is what small business owners are saying is, I've got my cornflakes together. I wish some other people would get their cornflakes together.
I got to tell you, that's kind of what it feels like they're saying, is I got a good thing going here. I'm ready to contribute. I just want to make sure this kind of backdrop of larger macro issues, lending and taxes and things like that, that there's enough certainty there. Health they know care. How to play. Yeah, exactly.
Well, exactly. And see, unlike a lot of groups in America, small business owners are not looking for a handout. We don't need the government to do anything for us as much as we just need the government to get out of our way.
I feel like when I talk to small business owners, that is exactly the message I get. I mean, it couldn't be more consistent. The message
is not, we don't need
you
to give us money. We don't need a grant. We don't need you to help us borrow money necessarily in most cases. We don't need you to, we're not trying to get, we don't want you to interfere in our natural process of doing business. And but the thing is that that's not what happens, because the government as we all know, is having trouble getting its cornflakes together. So what would you say was the most striking thing about this survey that you took?
Well, the most striking thing for me was when you look at almost 6 out of 10 business owners, because you said this is an intense time. There's a lot of uncertainty, and there's a lot of reasons that people could feel negative, I think. But when you look at 6 out of 10 business owners saying that my business financials will improve next year, I think that's striking. So I think one of the most striking things out of this whole survey was optimism in the face of a whole bunch of uncertainty and arguably in the face of some negative indicators out there. And what I would say is these business owners are confident people. They feel like they understand their customer base. They understand the dynamics that are going to be important to their business. And they're going to be willing to make some bets. And I think that's going to pay off for the broader economy.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Amy. And the other thing that we all have to realize is that if you polled a small business owner, that means that they probably are someone who survived the last 4 years. And that means
exactly
that by
right.
now, they figured out what the new normal is all about and where they fit, how they fit in that new normal, how their organization has to operate in order to be competitive and relevant in this new normal. And they're starting and now they're starting to figure it out and they're able to think about growing in that new normal environment. And the new normal
right.
means the kind, you know, a 2% growth economy right now and uncertainty from the government.
And what the new normal might also mean, though, is that there's an even bigger thirst for new ideas or new ways of doing business.
Yep.
And that's what a lot of these small businesses were founded on. And
that's
so
exactly
and so
right.
I think one of the very most striking things about this is in the face of a lot of uncertainty, in the face of a lot of kind of a negative macroeconomic backdrop, we got small business owners saying, we can do it, and my business model can work. I think that's really encouraging.
One of the things that's been as interesting as I've seen in survey after survey that I've covered in the last year especially, is that small businesses mostly feel very optimistic about themselves, even if they don't necessarily feel optimistic about, as you said, the macro. But
and that's
they always
exactly what
feel
this
optimistic
said.
About themselves. Amy, got to take a quick break. Going to be right back, folks. Amy Friedrich is with Principal Financial Group. We're talking about the American Business Confidence Survey they took recently. More of this after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.